leaders from around the world met in Pittsburgh to talk about the most effective and swift ways to curb climate change. The event last week came in the run-up to the next UN climate summit in Egypt in November. The Allegheny Front's Reid Frazier was at the Global Clean Energy Action Forum and joins me now to talk about what was discussed there and the reaction. Welcome, Reid.
Hi, Kara.
This event comes a month after President Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act, the largest action the U.S. has ever taken to curb greenhouse gases. His climate envoy, John Kerry, spoke. What was his message?
Well, Kerry wanted to stress that because of the passage of the IRA and other actions like the climate provisions of the bipartisan infrastructure law that was passed last year, the United States is committed to transforming its economy, the way it generates energy, with really unprecedented investments in taking carbon emissions out of its economy. Kerry said all of this will help the U.S. meet President Biden's goal of cutting its CO2 emissions in half by 2030.
We will hit our 50 to 52% reduction, if not more, and I believe it will be more. Why? Because of the rate and pace at which technology is already moving.
Kerry said the U.S. is playing catch-up on this effort from 4 years under President Trump, when the federal government was not as committed to lowering emissions. But even under Trump, he said, 3/4 of all new electricity generation during those years came from renewable energy.
Well, even if the U.S. makes progress, there's the rest of the world, and it will cost trillions of dollars to lower global carbon emissions. What did Kerry say about that?
Well, Kerry said that governments are not going to be able to just fund this transition. He said they don't have enough money. And he thinks the key will be getting private money flowing towards renewable energy.
I believe the private sector, I've said this for years now, no government is going to solve this problem. No government has enough money to be able to solve this problem.
This is going to be an issue going forward because poorer countries want richer countries like the United States to help them fund the transition and pay to mitigate climate change. Kerry said that policies that encourage private investment, like the tax credits in the Inflation Reduction Act, are the best bet to get this to happen.
During the conference, the Biden administration's Energy Department announced funding for 6 to 10 hydrogen hubs around the country. This is part of its overall effort to lower carbon emissions. How does hydrogen figure into the move to cleaner energy?
Well, hydrogen is a zero carbon fuel. So when you burn it, it doesn't produce CO2. But you have to make it first. And hydrogen can be made using renewable energy. So basically, you can power a factory on just solar panels, in theory, hypothetically. But it can also be made using natural gas. This is not as clean a process. It creates carbon emissions that need to be captured and buried. And oh, by the way, you still have to do a lot of fracking to create all this natural gas. There's a lot of interest from the fracking industry and other companies in this region to create a hydrogen hub here near Pittsburgh. And there was a lot of discussion about hydrogen at the conference. There was a lot of big companies there that are interested in doing this. But some are worried about this. I spoke with Edith Abeda at a climate energy justice demonstration that was going on while the conference was happening. She lives in North Braddock near U.S. Steel's Edgar Thompson Steel Mill, a place with a lot of air quality issues stemming from the steel mill's operations. And U.S. Steel is one of those companies potentially vying for the hydrogen hub here. She said she worries a hub here will mean more natural gas wells in the region, more pipelines, and unknown impacts from storing carbon underground. She says she's all for clean energy, but doesn't want it to come on the backs of those like her in frontline communities.
Right, it's just like, it's more danger and harm to a place where we're already trying to like remedy all those harms and dangers.
So while a lot of the folks at this clean energy conference were pretty excited about hydrogen, there's a lot of trepidation, especially in the environmental justice community in southwestern PA.
Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia also spoke at the conference. This week, he announced he was throwing in the towel on a bill that would relax environmental reviews for big oil and gas pipelines, as well as electric transmission. What did he have to say at the event?
Well, Manchin said he believed oil and gas was necessary for the U.S. to maintain its status as a world superpower. And he said that big projects for, you know, big energy pipelines and transmission lines take too long to build. And for that, he blames the permitting process, like environmental reviews.
You can't do it if it says, well, we're not going to be able to take that energy to market because we can't build a transmission line, or we don't have a hydrogen pipeline. It's going to take us 7 to 8 years to get permitted, another 4 or 5 to build it, and you've missed a window completely.
Now, even though his permitting reform bill is no longer on the table, it's still going to be an issue for renewable energy. And there was a lot of discussion about that at the conference. There's a lot of wind and solar projects that are currently built or on the planning table that are essentially stranded because we don't have enough big transmission lines to get that energy where it's needed. And people in the renewable energy industry really do want reforms to the permitting process, specifically for electric transmission.
The Allegheny Front's Reid Fraser, thank you.
Thank you.
Reid Fraser covers energy for the Allegheny Front and State Impact Pennsylvania. There's more of his reporting about the event at alleghenyfront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.